This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Professor Hallux's Map of Medicine.
There's a good boy. This way. Come on, hold out your hand. No, that's your foot. This is impossible.
What on earth is going on here?
It's Body. He wants to go outside, but he won't put his mittens on. I thought I would take him out to the local park today, introduce him to the slide and swings, and then perhaps take him along to choose a pet.
Has he had his vaccinations, Professor? If he's going to be out and about, it would be a very good idea.
Vaccinations. Good point. You tell them about vaccinations, or immunisations as they're sometimes called. Oh dear, Body seems to think the coffee table is a hat. Get that off, you great lummox.
Clinical crunch. Whoops.
Ouch! Vaccines are medicines normally given by injection, and they're designed to protect you from some very serious diseases, a bit like a shield protects a knight in battle. Vaccinations work by stimulating your immune system to produce antibodies, which are substances produced by the body to fight disease, without us actually becoming infected with the disease. So, if the vaccinated person then comes into contact with the disease itself, their immune system will recognise it and immediately produce the antibodies needed to fight it.
Now, not many people really like injections. They can sting for a moment and they might make your arm feel a bit sore. But vaccinations are one of the greatest breakthroughs in modern medicine. Because of vaccination, we no longer see some of the most terrible diseases like smallpox. That was very nasty.
If you're going for a vaccination and are a bit worried about the injection, a tip is, if you're worried, to ask the person doing it to distract you.
Look! Over there! It's a UFO!
Well, yes, that might work, but you could just tell them about your favourite toy or what you had for breakfast.
Uh-oh! Talking of breakfast, looks like Body's hungry now. He's blundering towards the fridge!
Don't worry, I'll find him something to chew on. Come over here, you big softy. I've got some lovely sausages.
You might get a vaccination from your doctor, a nurse, or even from a health visitor, come to think about it. I've just uploaded some info about health visitors to my map of medicine, to mine of information on medical people and places. Let's check it out.
Opening the map of medicine.
If you've got a little brother or sister, you'll know small children can be hard work. There's all the crying. And the shouting. And the tantrums. And that's just your parents. Sorry, of course, I meant the baby. And before you know it, the baby is a toddler chewing your favourite books and breaking your train track. It's a lot of hard work being a big brother or sister. Yeah, I bet you can relate to that one, can't you? Toddlers love wrecking train tracks. So annoying. So looking after kids can be tough. That's where health visitors come in. Right into your house sometimes. They're community nurses who are trained to support families with children, making sure everyone is safe, healthy and happy. This could be making sure you and your brothers and sisters get the vaccinations you need, or helping your parents get the baby to sleep. Although if the baby snores like that, you might want to check that it isn't actually a baby rhino. Blimey, it sounds like a rhino's loose in here. Body's blundering about again. Nurse, any disgusting details for us today whilst I stop him stepping in the freezer?
Of course.
Disgusting detail.
Health visitors are experts at offering advice to new parents. And a good job too, because the advice given to mums and dads about how to settle their babies has certainly changed over the years. One piece of very silly advice from the past was to rub whiskey or brandy on the baby's gums if they were teething. This is dangerously disastrous because these are alcoholic drinks which are not suitable for children. Even small amounts of alcohol can be harmful.
Madness! What were they thinking? Right, it's time for us to go, but before you join us again, why not explore Map of Medicine for yourself?
Professor Hullock's Map of Medicine is produced by Fun Kids with support from the Wellcome Trust.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.